Ohio Angels by Harriet Scott Chessman. Read by Norma Lana.
The bone frame was made for no such shock, knit within terror, yet the skeleton stood up to it. The flesh? It was melted away, the heart burnt out, dead ember. Tendons, muscles shattered, outer husk dismembered. Yet the frame held. We passed the flame. We wonder what saved us. What for? HD, The Walls Do Not Fall, in Trilogy. Chapter 1. Hallie. Her mother's bedroom seemed to float in light, so sunny that Hallie blinked as she entered. Her mother lay on top of the bed in a slip, her head on a mound of pillows, her eyes closed. On the bed table sat an alarm clock and books. Hallie walked softly toward the bed, hesitating as she got closer. Her mother opened her eyes. "Hi, Mom." Hallie looked around to see where to sit. The blue plush armchairs sat at the other side of the room. "How are you?" "Dandy." Her mother's mouth bent into a kind of smile. Hallie lowered herself gingerly to the end of the bed. For a moment, her mother looked like a girl, polite and full of compunction. "It was sweet of you to come all this way." "I wanted to. I thought I could help." Her mother looked at her. "Help? Why? Did your father tell you I needed help?" "Well," Hallie felt uncomfortable. "He said you've stayed in bed for almost a month." "What does he know? He isn't even here half the time. I get out of bed. I got out this morning." Hallie could not think what to say. She looked at the white carpet, shining in the sun. Her mother had so much more space than she and Maury had in Brooklyn, although Hallie liked their new apartment. All down the block, young trees had been planted, and if you bent close to the front windows, you could see the edges of a little park. Outside her mother's windows, Hallie knew, lay the two lawn terraces and the pool, and a wash of green spilling down the hill. In winter, you could look through the trees to see the valley, tiny farmhouses like white punctuation marks on larger sheets of ash, sepia, gold, with the roads winding gray and sometimes silver across the landscape. She gazed in her mother's face, a map of tiny wrinkles, but with the same high cheekbones, the same broad forehead. Her hair looked thin now, with only touches of blonde in the gray. Her mother had closed her eyes again, and Hallie studied the faint blue...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?